There's a little aleph there. A little aleph in the little Rashi aleph, yeah. Ire b'kikar. Alright. Looks like it's working. Ire b'kikar. A person made an ere with a loaf of bread. Barishon on the first day. Now we're talking about where Shabbos comes after Yontif, for Yontif comes after Shabbos. The easiest way to do it is when Yontif comes out on a Friday, then the Shabbos afterwards. So we want to make an Erev Tchumen both days. So you need to make a separate one each day. The one you make before Yontif doesn't count for Shabbos as well, unless the bread is there, you know, it's literally there for Shabbos itself. All right? So let's say you made an Erev for the first day with a piece of bread. Ma'ari b'kika b'sheni. So you can use the same loaf of bread the second day. And use the same loaf of bread the second day. Uvad bo z'kika, that's the same piece of bread. Ire b'ragla b'rishon. This is a special loch we haven't, I don't think we've seen in the Ushami. The loch is that a person, in order to make an Erev, doesn't have to actually use bread or any other edible substance. A person can, in lieu of that, actually walk out 2,000 amos away from the city, sit there until after sunset, and come back home. And that works for the next day. Alright? He doesn't have to do that. You can put a piece of bread there before Yontif or Shabbos and come back home and be home. But in lieu of that, if he doesn't have a piece of bread, or it's not convenient for him, well, I guess it's more convenient to stay home. He has that piece of bread, then he goes down and spends the 2,000 the twilight period there, 2,000 amos away from the city, and there constitutes as a eruv. So therefore, say Chazal, ir b'ragla b'rishon, if you went out and made the eruv with your feet, so to speak, by sitting there on the first day, mar b'ragla b'sheni, you can repeat that on the second day. Now, the same place. No. No. No, because you only get to make the same Eruv the second day made the first day. You can't make an additional Eruv or an Eruv in a different direction. Okay? Now, if you don't make an Eruv the second day, so then you might revert back to your original position. But you can't make a different Eruv the second day. Right. Wherever you start out of the tree, continue. Now, the next line is messed up. All the rest of the lines are messed up to the Mishnah. It should be the carbonator brings down the right gear, so it should be Ire Viraglov, then Lo Yare Bekikor. If you made an Eruv with your feet on the first day, then you shouldn't make an Eruv with your a piece of bread the second day. Because it looks like it's a new Eruv then. Now it's asked me, if you didn't use bread the first day, you can't use bread the second day. That's it. Once you didn't use bread, you're up the creek. As far as bread is concerned, you can't use bread. And, b'kikar ma'are b'raglav. However, if you did use a piece of bread the first day, the second day you don't have to use the piece of bread, you can use your feet the second day. Okay? Now, why is that? The more ask the question. Heich madat omer tamon. I don't understand. Just like you said over there, b'raglav, if you made your Erev by walking out there the first night, lo yare b'kikar, the next night you shouldn't use a piece of bread. The kavasah, similarly, the next word is a typo, b'raglav, if even you made an Erev with your feet, lo yare b'raglav, what right does he have to go out the next night and make an Erev with his feet? Why? What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're allowed to use bread, only because you already used it the day before. So that applies to bread, because it's the same piece of bread. But if you're using your feet, and you walked home in the meantime, so when you go out the second night, it looks like a new Eruv. There's no continuity. So how do we allow you to do that? In other words, if there's a problem in continuity, then you have to use what you used the night before. And that's why you have to use the same piece of bread the second night, so then you shouldn't be allowed to use your feet at all. In other words, once you broke continuity by not being there for the entire 24 hours and going away, when you come back again, then that's a new mice of putting down an Eruv. Why does that work? So says the Gemara, you're right, you have a valid point. Really, it shouldn't work. It's just a leniency which we employ in order to make it easy for a poor guy who doesn't have a piece of bread that he can use his feet both nights in a row. Okay? So it's a leniency for the poor people. Okay? Now, ask more the other way around. Hech mata amar tamon. Just like you said over there. Hech mata atomar tamon baraglov loy arabikikor. If you didn't use your legs the first night, I'm sorry, if you did use your legs the first night, then you can't use a bread the second night, because that's like a new thing. The kavasoa, so similarly, bekikar, lo yarev, if you use the piece of bread the first night, lo yarev bekikar, you shouldn't be allowed to take it out again, a second time the second night. Now, Yushami is asking on a basic premise, which we said. We said if you use the piece of bread the first night, you can take it again out the second night. As you show me, I understand if you left the bread the whole night there. That I understand. But if you took it home and put it back again, so that's also, it breaks continuity. You took it back home, you want to put it out again. That's like a new way of, why does that work? So says the Gemara, Lohakev. Hypothetically, you're right. It shouldn't work. I grant you this point too. It's a kula. Now it says here la'asos, it's supposed to be la'ashir. It's a leniency for a rich man who can afford to leave pieces of bread places that shelo yetzei v'yarev ragla. That he doesn't have to go out and actually spend the evening there 2,000 amas away from the city, but rather he can leave a piece of bread there. So hypothetically you're right. If you took it home, you shouldn't be allowed to take it back again. The reason we're allowed to take it back again is the leniency for a rich person. Okay? Hey, mata atomar tamon. Yerushalmi's covering all bases. Just like you said over there. Biraglov layare bikikor. If you made an error with your feet, you shouldn't then go out and the second night and use bread. The kavosa, so vice versa. Why does it work the other way? Bikiko lo yari biraglov. If the first I use bread, why did the second I can use feet? Says the Gemara, a new thing. Rabbi Yamashim Rabbanit Tamon said, also so kolich liro. Here's the Svara, which is new. When they decided, let's change our minds on this. What really happens if you use a piece of bread the first night, the reason why you can use your legs the second night, and it doesn't look like a new Erev altogether, is because the moment your bread is there, it becomes like your city. That becomes your place. Now, it doesn't become your place like you asked before, Yaakov. They should get another additional 2,000 amos in that direction. No, not that much. But it becomes your city. In other words, that the next day when you come back and walk there again, in order to make air for the next day, it doesn't look like an altogether new Eruv and like a new preparation, and that's why it's permissible. Well, in fact, I don't know if I define it that way, because it seems that when I actually go there, that's called Eruv. When I go there myself and sit there, it's called Eruv too. It's not just looking like an Eruv. Because all takana the rabbanit, so whatever they said works, works. So that all is considered doing an Eruv. What originally we thought is that you need continuity. That whatever you did the night before, you got to do now. And now we said basically it's not true. The only thing you cannot do is use a new piece of bread which you didn't use the first night. But if you use the bread the first night, use the bread the second night. If you use your feet the first night, use your feet the second night. Use the bread the first night, you can use your feet the second night. Okay? The only thing, again, you can't do is use a new piece of bread from start, from fresh, the second night. Right. You got rich over Yontif. You got rich over Yontif. No, right. The first night you walked out, then you got rich, then you want to use bread the second night. Now you can't do, though. That's the thing you can't do. That's the one gate you're not allowed to do. Okay? Says Yerushalmi further. Vodemar Abiyuda. Furthermore, Abiyuda said, Mas lo dama gakol abiyata varishon. A person makes a condition on a basket. For the first day, now though it doesn't mention your story about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah I come and I have a basket which is tevil. It's definitely untithed. So now I want to tithe it. The thing is, I'm not allowed to tithe on Yontif. But the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The assumption of one of them is not really Yontif, because me the rice is only 1 day Yontif, right? The Rabbana came and added a second day. So says Yerushalmi, I can make a condition. And says the Bag Mishnah, I can make a condition. Okay, and the Gemara will explain what the addition is. Makes a condition on the first day Yontif, eats it on the second day Yontif. And so too, an egg which is laid on the first day of Yontif, can be eaten on the second day Yontif. Again, only Rosh Hashanah we're talking about here. Chachomi didn't concede the point. They didn't agree with this. Why? Because they owe the Rosh Hashanah's what? Like we owe today? 2 days, but one Kedusha. Not two separate Kedushas, but one Kedusha. Okay, it says the Gemara. For Omer, how does the condition work? The condition which works for me says, Im Yonta, you say, if Yonta, if I yom, Yivat Ludvari. If today is Yonta, meaning the first day is Yonta, let what I am about to say be null and void. And then after he says, makes a precondition, he says, let me designate the Meiser. Of course, if it's Yontif, again, my condition is null and void because I'm not allowed to designate Meiser on Yontif. But if today is a weekday, then it's valid. He can't eat the Meiser that day because he doesn't know yet if it was a valid transaction. The next day he designates again the same locates the same fruit as Meiser and makes a condition the other way. He says, if today is Yontif, let my words today be null and void, but then my condition yesterday was valid. If my condition yesterday was invalid, so then that was null and void, but then let my condition today be valid. And then, after he's done this 2 days in a row, he's allowed to eat them. Okay? Says Gemara, Mechal Poshitzei Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it says Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Okay, we have a contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. Tam and Yovel Kedusha Achas. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said he can't make an Erev Tchumen for Yontif one way and for Shabbos another way. When Yontif precedes Shabbos, you can't make an Erev Tchumen one day to the west for Yontif and then Shabbos the second day to the east. You're not allowed to do that. Yet here, the Koyavila Shteklushas here says that there are two separate days that you don't have to be consistent. That you can assume one is weekday, and one is Kodesh, and one is Chol, one is sacred, and one is mundane. So if that's the case, so why over there is it different that by Erev Tchumen you have to be consistent over the course of both days, and here you do not have to do so? Says more, the answer is obvious. Tamon. Over there, Kedusha Achas Arukah. By Yontif, which precedes Shabbos and follows Shabbos, it's all one definite Kedusha. Yontif is the Raisa, and Shabbos is the Raisa. So it's a definite Kedusha, right? Remember, Toyin Eretz Yisrael is no second day Yontif. So it's Yontif the Raisa, what? Right. It's all Yerushalmi. The Mishnah is also Eretz Yisrael. So it was all 1 day Yontif. So the first day of Yontif is the Raisa, Shabbos is the Raisa. One Kedusha goes directly into the other, so that's called Kedusha Achas. However, B'ramocha Achas Kodesh V'Achas Chol. But here in reality, 1 day is not Kodesh. Because here it's about both days of Rosh Hashanah. And only one is the Kedusha the Raisa. And ever since only one is the Kedusha the Raisa, so the other one is considered to be, in Rabbi's perspective, weekday. Just don't know which is which, so that's where he makes things conditional. Similarly, I have a contradiction in the rabbis. In the previous Gemara, there was brought down the rabbis who were called the Arbas Kenim. And they said, I can make an Erev on 1 day and not have an Erev the next day, Erev Tchumen. I make an erev one day when Yontif comes after before Shabbos, and I don't have an erev the next day, right? Tam and Avin L'Shtei Kedushas means that they have two separate statuses. V'ka'a Inun Avin L'Kedusha Achas. And here they make one Kedusha, meaning by Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are not separate, and therefore I can't make this condition with the Truma, and cannot eat an egg on the second day if it was laid on the first day. Why? What's the difference? So it says the Gemara, again, Tam and Avin L'Shtei Kedushas Koinu Avin L'Kedusha Achas. So they say a different, a completely different perspective. There, when you have a weekday, either before or after Shabbos, and then Shabbos, the Yotav is a Shabbos like a weekday. Now, it's not truly a weekday, but that means it's distinct. It's separate. It's an entity unto itself. So it's an entity unto itself, so I can make an error for one day one way, and for the next day another way. They don't necessarily go together, right? But here, Shneim Shavim. Here, the both days of Rosh Hashanah. And the both days which the rabbis decreed the second day of Rosh Hashanah as a direct continuation of the first day. And therefore, here it's called one long Kedusha, and I can't separate one day from the other, making conditions and separating of Tchumen and stuff like that. Okay? Says the Gemara. Mori Chachomil Rabbi Yehuda. That the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that they're very ancient. They weren't made by the rabbis later on, but they were made by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im already made 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Bob and Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan both said, "B'nei imi nicharubi." It says in Shir Hashirim. The children of my mother snorted against me, and then the puzzle goes on, although the Gemara doesn't quote here, but the intent is on the continuation of the puzzle. It says, Samuni and Oteir Sakrami, they made me a watchman on the vineyards. Now, what do we dash with that puzzle? That's Ainge Rosh. Says Gemara, Migoram li the yois need no teiro sakrami, who caused me to have to watch other vineyards. I'll shame, because as it says immediately thereafter in Shir HaShirim, Karmi Shali Lo Natarti. I didn't watch my own vineyard. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Mi Goram Lios Mishamerish Neyomim Besuria. Who caused me to have to keep 2 days Yontif and Chutz Lohres? Now, not to have Rosh Hashanah now. There are Pesach Sukkah Shavuos. Who caused you have to keep those 2 days Yontif only in Chutz Lohres? Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Also in the land of Israel. But the other one's only 2 days in Chutz Lawrence. Who caused me to have to keep them? Al-Shalosha Marti Echbaritz, because they didn't keep the 1 day Yontif I had in Eretz Yisrael. According to this Yerushalmi, the 2 day Yontif concept is a punishment to Am Yisrael. Since they didn't keep 1 day Yontif properly in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to stick you with two. Now, says the Gemara, at least I thought I'd get rewarded for keeping 2 days Yontif, right? It's good. I get double the reward in all of my book. Says the Gemara, "Veni mekabel schar el alachas." I only get rewarded for one of them. Even though I'm keeping 2 days, I only get reward for one of them. It's an amazing concept. Rabbanan decreed the second day Yontif, but I only get rewarded for one of those 2 days. Right, because it's a punishment. Yeah, but I might think it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. You're right, Itaki is suffering, but I would not have, and that's what Yushami is saying, but I would not have thought that way. I would have thought it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan to keep 2 days Yontif. And therefore I'm fulfilling much. After all, the second day Yontif, we make brachas on Shrek Hashem and Tzav Tzivanu, right? So I might have thought you get rewarded for a mitzvah to Rabbanan. So you say no. It was just like a penalty the rabbis imposed upon you. Brachas and all. You don't get any more reward than 1 day Yontif and Eretz Yisrael. Okay? No, the first one. Rosh Hashanah, they're one long day. because that takana was Eretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't a punishment takana, so therefore that's one long day, not two separate days, because two separate days implies that one day you don't even get rewarded for, like the Yerushalmi says. Rosh Hashanah doesn't have that. Okay? So, says a similar thing. Who caused me to have to take off two chalos in Syria? In Syria they took off two chalos. One which they burnt, and the other which they gave to the Kohen. We nowadays only take off one which we burn. But they took off two, one to burn and one to give to the Kohen. The one to burn was the real one. The one to give the Kohen was a symbolic one. That's what we no longer have. So Svoi Yisi Shani, Mikabel Schar Al Shtayim. At least I thought I'd get rewarded for both of them, right? Veni Mikabel Schar El Al Achat. Actually, I only get rewarded as if I took off one. Rabbi Yochanan Kori Alein, Rabbi Yochanan took a turn in the situation. V'gam Anin Asati Lehem Chukim Lo Tovim. I gave them laws which are no good. Not, of course, no good literally speaking, but rather they're not doing them any good because they don't get any double schar, even though they're keeping 2 days or keeping two chalas, they don't get double reward. Okay? Now, here's a fascinating Ushami as well. Rabbi Avo Ozel Alexandria. Rabbi Avo went to Alexandria 1 year. Now, it seems, Or Sameach points out, that normally the messengers to tell them when the day was set to be Rosh Hashanah didn't reach Syria, because in Syria they're keeping 2 days, and they didn't reach Alexandria, because in Alexandria they kept 2 days as well. Okay? Now, Vatunin Lulavim B'Shabbos, and when Rabbi Avo got them, he made them to take Lulav on Shabbos. Why is that? Because he said, the reason why you guys don't take Lulav on Shabbos is because you don't know which day was actually Rosh Hashanah. And therefore can't push off Shabbos. I will tell you which day was actually Rosh Hashanah, because I was there. He traveled from Israel, and you'll know which day is actually the first day Sukkot Doraisa. And the first day Sukkot Doraisa is the Lulav is you use even if it's Shabbos. So Shema, what? So the Yerushalmi is assuming it's only Eretz Yisrael because of what? Because of the suffix of the day, that's right, which doesn't apply if Rabbi Avo came and told him. You thought correctly. Right. That's the Bavli's conclusion. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. In fact, the Bavli brings down the famous Bavli. Lieberman says here that it seems the Yerushalmi doesn't hold of that. The Bavli says the reason I don't take Lulav first day Yontif is because maybe you're going to take it, move it, to take a transport of more than 4 amos of Shusar Rabbi. Same way we don't read Megillah on when it comes down Shabbos, and we don't blow Shofar when it comes down Shabbos. Because it's very going to transport it 4 amos of Shusar Rabbi, right? Yerushalmi obviously didn't hold that way. Because Yerushalmi says here clearly, the only reason not to take Lulav is because you don't know when Rosh Hashanah was. You don't know that this is definitely Sukkot. But were you to know, it definitely push up Sukkot. Okay? So it says Gemara, Shema, now here the gears is all messed up. Instead of Rabbi Meimer, it should say, Rabbi Ami heard this, and Omar, and he said, now the next three words, Min Miyocho, the Shinuhin is close and the bottom changes to be, Min Miyavlun, who will bring Lahon to us, Rabbi Avo B'chol Shatah. In other words, we want to take Lulav this year because you happen to come and tell us what's going to be next year. People next year are not going to have you to come and tell us, but they're going to be under the mistaken impression, well, since last year Rabbi Avo let us take Lulav on Shabbos, so now this year we should also take Lulav on Shabbos. Right? So therefore, we don't let you get away with it. I'm upset at you. You just missed the important part. I was stalling for you to get here. All right, you're going to have to look it up. And you know, the Yerushalmi doesn't hold the Gzeira D'Rabba. That you're not allowed to use the Lulav on Shabbos. Shemir Avrenu Dalad Amshu Sarabim. They hold that if we knew exactly what day Rosh Hashanah was, it's Doich HaSukkos. That's Doich HaShabbos. You use the Lulav on Shabbos. Only because of the suffix. Lieberman has a whole thing on here just before the end about Lachat Tess. Chutz Laretz. Alexandria. Okay? That's what you just learned. Rabbi Yo. It was a nice long one, yeah. Right before Lach Yud. Rabbi Yossi Mishlach. Rabbi Yossi sent the message. Sivlon. Now, this is also in the Bavli. Even though you have calendars, we wrote you calendars nowadays, although the Bavli doesn't have the calendar mentioned, but it says explicitly, we wrote you calendars, nevertheless, do not change the minhag of your forefathers, a blessed memory, who said, keep 2 days yontif. So therefore, even though bizmanas that we have calendars, that's why keep 2 days yontif, because it was a formal decree. Keep 2 days yontif beside, despite that. According to, it's either because we're afraid they're going to lose the calendars, or more likely because Yerushalmi said to Rav, it's a punishment to have to keep 2 days yontif in Chutz Laretz. So the Yerushalmi is saying, you guys in Chutz Laretz, you live in Chutz Laretz, you got to suffer. Even though you have calendars, still you got to keep 2 days yontif. That's the punishment you have for Chutz Laretz.
Say
told you I'm upset at you. What? No. He brings down the Or Sameach. But does he bring it down? No, the Or Sameach brings down. Lieberman, I don't think, brings down. He proves from here Alexandria and even Syria, which is mentioned in Rav, the Shluchim didn't go. The Or Sameach. It's a very interesting thing. The Or Sameach doesn't expand on it, he just leaves that as dangling. Yeah.
Perceived of themselves as being like the center of Judaism.
No, but only when Rabbi Avo came down to Earth from Eretz Yisrael, though, did they do this. They, only when he came that year, yes.
So you're saying it was
that's why? Yes. Because I was Alexandria. Okay? Rabbi does bring here to the Seimer. However, Lifni Ateva beyond the Shah Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who goes down to be a chaz in the Yontif Rosh Hashanah, Oymer, says, Hachli tzeinu Hashem Elokeinu tzion Rosh Chodesh hazeh. Save us on Rosh Chodesh, this Rosh Chodesh. Im ayoyim, im lemachor. If it's today or if it's tomorrow. Because he doesn't know, right? Because we don't, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we don't know which is which. Ulemachorom, and the next day says, Im ayoyim, im lemesh. If it's today or if it was yesterday. V'lo dulu chachomi chachomi didn't concede the point. The question is, which part of the point did they not concede there? Mivnei says Yusham Neshua Mari Mayomi Memesh, is they didn't like this thing if it was today or if it was yesterday. Oyeva, or perhaps we say concerning this, Yeva's like Yeheba, let us say concerning this, Kai like, Kai is ki in Aramaic, Demar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, like Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem name Rabbi Yasa, Oyeva's Neteva Yotav Shosh Hashanah, he was the Shliach Tzibon Rosh Hashanah, and it's our Glasgow in Rosh Chodesh. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Apocha Kane, so clear, they got upset at him because he mentioned Rosh Chodesh. The Mai said, do we mention Rosh Chodesh in davening? On Rosh Hashanah? No, because we passing it down. Right. Okay, Achaloch B'chom Arim. Misho Tziu Akum. And now this is something which is relevant, of course, we mention all the time, to somebody who's stranded in an airport. On Shabbos. He lands on Shabbos. So he's like, Misho Tziu Akum, somebody who's taken out by Goyim outside his tchum on Shabbos. Or Ruach Ruah. Or he had a mental illness which compelled him to travel outside the tchum on Shabbos. Ein lelo da'od amos. Wherever he finds himself, he only gets 4 amos. He doesn't have 2,000. He's out of the tchum he would have had at the beginning of Shabbos. Where he is at Shkia, unless he left and you have to be within 10 amos and 10 fachim of the ground. If you're above ground when Shabbos begins, you can't come down. Right. So that's why you have this halach. No. Since you weren't down, so when you're down, you only have Dalet Amos. You didn't get 2,000 Amos in that case, since you weren't in a place to acquire 2,000 Amos. That's similar to this case over here. Want to say something else? Hichziru. Now, what happens if they took him back to his original location? The Goyim took him back. He didn't go on his own. Went back on his own. He's not allowed to go back on his own. But they took him back. So kill the Yotza. It's as if he never left. Let's say took him to another city, which is surrounded by a wall. Or Nasnu Bedir, they put him in an animal corral or Gasar or some sort of penned up area. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elizabeth, Zai Omer, Malchus Kula, you get the entire enclosed area, which in an airport would mean you get to walk in the entire area, which is fenced in. Right? That's what we always say. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ainuel Adalat Amos, you only get 4 Amos. Even in an enclosure, you don't get the full enclosure, you only get 4 Amos. Maisa Shabo, Mi Pundio, Mi Pardanin. Once they're coming from the city of Pardanin. And they were going on a boat on Shabbos. They went throughout the boat on Shabbos. Whatever 4 Amos they were in at the beginning of Shabbos on the boat, they didn't leave those 4 Amos. Why is that? Because the boat is constantly going, because it's traveling on Shabbos. They thought they constantly throughout Shabbos have a look of somebody's chutz l'tchum. So therefore, they weren't allowed to walk more than 4 Amos on the boat itself. Says the Gemara, "Sharotzu lachmir latzmam kivus machmir on themselves." Now, says the Gemara, "V'lo chein manon ramri." I don't understand. It says that if they took you out, you only get 4 Amos. Isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, "No, it's not obvious because the yasek mishiyotze b'shus v'yelo apayim mama l'chol." If not for the Yerushalmi, the mission telling me that somebody who's compelled out only gets 4 Amos, I would have said somebody goes out with permission, such as a doctor, who's allowed to leave Tum Shabbos, who Chazal gave 2,000 Amos wherever he finds himself. Lefum Kain Meimar, Ein Luelo Daud Amos. That's why he had to tell us that in this case, even if he was compelled to go out, coerced, nonetheless, wherever he finds himself, he only gets Daud Amos. Unless he's in an enclosure. We know the Daud Amos. How do we know the whole concept of Daud Amos? Very basic Gemara. Shnemar says, Shvuish Tachtot. Everybody should sit underneath themselves on Shabbos. Tachtot, underneath themselves, their area is 4 Amos, as we will see presently. We know the concept of 2,000 Amos. Al Yetze Ish Mikomo Yom Mashvi. It says, do not leave your place on the seventh day. Your place is 2,000 Amos. Oh, chelif, or perhaps it's the opposite. Maybe I'll say that you learn out that tachtov is 2,000 amos, and that mekomo is 4 amos. So says more Amar Reb Lozer v'itevit adninon as asim and akiv kavi akiva omer. One of them said mokom she mokom omer mokom mokom. It's a gzeir shav which teaches us that the pasuk which Mokum is 2,000, talking about 2,000 Amos. Nemar ka Mokum, it says here, by Shabbos Mokum, ayetze ish mikom or mikomo. But Nemar la'an, it says, we just had it, we didn't just have it. We just had near Miklot last week, but in Parsha Shoftim. But by Mir Miklot, samti l'chom Mokum, it says, I'll give you a place. Well, we know outside near Miklot, a rotzeach is home free if he gets how close to the city? Guess. 2,000 amos, right? So that's Xer Shava, right? Ma mokum shemar tapu chob zayin mav. Ma mokum shemar lahalun apai mama. The mokum which says by the ear miklod is 2,000 amos. A mokum shemar kan apai mama. So to hear the two, you get 2,000 amos on Shabbos as well. Daud amos amru. Now the 4 amos, which is called mikomo, how did that become his place? My shrine needs a chomo. The way they got four amos is him and which is three amos, and one amos to extend his hands. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, who should be who shlosh amos? He's three amos. Ooh, and besides that, an amo k'day she'enoytel chavitz mirah shreisav and delta mirah v'loisav, in order to be able to take a bucket from his hip, hand, from his head, and put it by his feet. Now, this is a very interesting thing. We're segueing here a little bit. We're saying is, now we're going to explain a guy who stuck with Shusha Rabin on Shabbos. Why did the Torah give him four amos? What is he doing those four amos? So we say he's got four. How did he get four amos? We say he got four amos because four amos is his length, three amos from head to toe, plus his hands extended. What does he do with that? If he's lying on one side of his own four amos, he gets to take, grab a pitcher on the other side and bring it to him across his four amos. Besides that, when he urinates, or he defecates actually, nifte min atzad, he does it on the side of his four amos square. Ukshu mispal, when he davens after having defecated within his four amos square, mispal luchsan, he goes to the diagonal in davens. Why it's the diagonal? Because we give you four amos in a box, which means how long is the diagonal, actually? Four times one and a quarter. It's actually five and a fourth, right? Something like that. No. It's five amos. Rashi, the commentator, is five amos and three fifths. Four times one and a quarter. No, it's not one and a quarter. I'm making a mistake. It's four times 1.4. That's why, right? Because it's the square root of two. Yeah. It's five and three fifths. So in any event, so he defecates at one angle, and then he goes off the triangle of his four amos, and davens on the other side. Okay, to distance himself from his defecation. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi boy. Now, this Gemara which you're about to learn, nobody understands. Not anybody. Lieberman says, I looked at all the Perushim and Loni Tzchavruli. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes crazy. Right? The Gilyan Ephraim, everybody. Nobody understands it. Until I came along. I have a pshat here. I didn't see it anywhere, but I think it's good. Okay? What's the pshat? Rabbi Mepazi boy. Arba Amashomru, this four amas they gave you. Tchum heim or ein tchum? Are they like a tchum or not? That doesn't mean are they like a tchum. We're talking about carrying four amos. You're stuck with Shus arriving over Shabbos with your objects. You're allowed to carry them four amos in a square of four amos. Is that four amos like a tchum? You ask, what's the difference if it's like a tchum or not? I'll tell you. The Gemara will tell you, but I'll tell you ahead of time. Let's say I have my four amos here. This is my four amos. And you have your four amos over here. You are next to me. We have no fences around us. So my four amos next to your four amos. It's a slight overlap. So we can like share stuff in the middle. Can you take my object, which is in my dalet amos, and move it into your dalet amos beyond that shared overlap? Do I say that's like going chutz atchum? Because remember, on Yotif, when you're allowed to carry, you can't carry, your object has your tchum, and therefore your 2,000 amos is all that object can go, can't go beyond that. What about the dalet amos which I have by Shabbos? Can the object go beyond the dalet amos or not? Or is that like a tchum, I can't go beyond that? It's not a real tchum, because real tchum is 2,000 amos, but it's a boundary of carrying. That's our shiloh over here. So the Chazal say you can't carry beyond the boundary which naturally exists of four amos. Okay? Not just me. I obviously can't. Can my friend not even carry it within his dalet amos? Is that clear? Am I making clear sense? That's the maskana too. That is true. Turns out to be an explicit Mishnah later on. Okay? We didn't get to it yet, but we're going to get to it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Dad Am Shomru, Arba Am Shom, Tchum Hein Tchum. Eat Tchumer Tchum Hein. If you're going to say it's a Tchum, Ein Oslim Lo Dad Am Tishnei Mekomos. The Dad Am can't be comprised of two people's places. In other words, you can take it in my Dad Am, my Mekom, but not transfer it to your Mekom. Even though we share an area in common, let's say we have an Amma which overlaps, it doesn't do us any good. Too bad. Okay? If they're not a tchum, the noislos are arba amos shnei mekaymos. Then we can carry four amos in two different places. As long as they don't carry four amos in one fell swoop, and as it can go over the tchum. In other words, my pal could take that which has my daud amos into his domain, even beyond the original four amos of the object. Says Moram Rabbi Zira Masniso Amra Kain. The Mishnah later on says, Daud Amos Arbam Shomru Tchum Hein. It is a Tchum. But Tina says explicitly, Uvach Lo Yoytzi Zem Mitoch Shalo Lotoch Shal Chaveiro. Says, if I have Daud Amos, and you have Daud Amos, and we're next to each other, and they overlap, we can share food in the middle. But you can't take stuff out of my Daud Amos into your Daud Amos. They made it like Tchum. Even though it's not really Tchum. It's a separate category. It's a Daud Amos for carrying on Shabbos and Yontif. It has nothing to do with Tchum. Right? Nonetheless, they gave it the status of the Tchum. And obviously, in my four Amos, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you cannot take beyond my four Amos into your own four Amos. Okay? What? That's the hard sugya. I think that's a good shot. Anyway, everybody goes crazy on it. It says only if they take you back, then you get, it's as if you were, never left the original city. If you ever were taken out by Goyim, and then on your own 2 feet, on your own initiative, you went back to your own city, awesome. You don't get 2,000 amos from your own city, you only get Dalet amos. You lost the original 2,000 amos when they took you out of the city, unless they're the ones who put you back into your original city. I'm Rabbi Yachod, Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yachod said, that's like Rabbi Nechemiah. In other words, if you go back b'mezid yourself, it's no good. The time you learn, peros sheyotzu l'shusa rabim, peros, which went into l'shusa rabim. Now, although it says Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like it's an issue of hotzah, of carrying the carbonated change the girsa to the mikhusat chum. Nobody else really changed the girsa, but it's the same idea whether you change the girsa or not. What it means is you have fruit which is taken outside the chum, because remember we said your objects receive your chum. So therefore you have fruit which is taken outside your chum. The chazru, and they went back to the original tchum, shogate was, if they went out unintentionally, yochlu, they could be eaten wherever they went out to. Maze, if they went out intentionally, lo yochlu, they cannot be eaten wherever they went out to. Rabbi Chemioi, man, this is similar to our Mishnah, that's why we bring it down. Bain shogate, bain maze, whether they went out intentionally or unintentionally, lo yochlu, they can't be eaten in their new location, unless they're taken back to the original location, and also that they'll be taken back unintentionally, but not intentionally. In other words, they can't be taken back by a Jew, only by a Goy who has no awareness of what's going on. The Saya, which is like Va'asya, and this goes like Rabbi Nechemiah goes Kramer. It's not, we learn 17 Kramer. I'm a Aser, I'm Vasho B'Shabbos. So he takes off mice or cooks on Shabbos inadvertently. Now this is the Rabbanan. Take off mice on Shabbos. This is the Rabbanan, and you did it b'shoygin. Yochal, you can eat it. Meizid lo yachal, did it intentionally. You cannot eat it. Divi Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And here too, if you did it intent, if you went back intentionally to your city, or you took the fruit back intentionally to your city, You may not eat it. It's only if it happened unintentionally. Now, another case. Interesting case. Kana lo shvisa. You set up camp in the middle of a desert. So how much do you have around yourself now to walk? 2,000 amos. How much you got to carry? 4 amos. Shabbos, right? You can carry 4 amos. You can walk 2,000 amos. Uvo akum bikifu mechitza. On Shabbos, the Goyim came and they put up a wall. Rav Chuna Amar loyla mechitza soklum. The wall does you no good. Ela mahav, because it wasn't there on Shabbos. More than 2,000 amos was raised from you. So it does you no good. Ela mahalich ba'paim, you can still walk only 2,000 amos without the barba and only go 4 amos, and only carry 4 amos. Chiyabrit rabba mar, mahalich metalto ba'paim, a wall which goes up in Shabbos. It doesn't do you any good for tchum, but it does do you good for carrying, and they're being carried throughout the walled area. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Avunah B'Shem Rechia Berei, the Rav said even more, Mahalech Ba'alpayim. You're allowed to walk 2,000 amos. That's it. Doesn't do any good for tchum. Metalta, however, you carry Barbas Alofi Mama, I dates recall. But for carrying, you're allowed to carry even more. So it says that because you're allowed to carry up to the extent of the enclosure. But I got a problem. I can only walk 2,000 amos. It's an ironic thing, by the way. Walking on Shabbos, of course, less severe, halachically, than carrying on Shabbos. But in this case, it's the exact opposite. Because in order to acquire additional tchum, whatever tchum I get is determined by my kinyan shvisa erev Shabbos. I can't get new tchum in the middle of Shabbos. But carrying is determined by the presence of walls. And if the walls become present on Shabbos, I can even carry beyond what I originally could carry, which might have been nothing or 4 amos, right? So here, it's ironic. Here, what happens is on Shabbos, I can still only walk 2,000 amos. But I should be able to carry up to the extent of the enclosure. So how do I carry beyond my 2,000 amos? Says Yerushalmi, I throw the object. I have to stop at Amad 19999, but I can throw my object beyond that. Okay? Says Yerushalmi, have a point made where they wanted to say, Ma pleading Krabi Lezer, Krabi Yeshua, Krabi Akiva. This is only a machlokas called Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva who say that when they put you inside a new area, you can only walk down amos. So then, in that case, they argued, what about this guy who had a wall put up around him? Does he also only get down amos, or can he still get more than that? You say, you always get the extent of the enclosure which you found in yourself. Lo pligin here too, you also get the entire extent of the enclosure which you found yourself. Says the no. But I feel Rabbi Elizabeth and Isaiah pligin. Even go to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elizabeth and Isaiah, it's still a problem. Kalu, and here we have to go like the Girsa Gilion Ephraim. He changed the Girsa. Kalu Mishalo Karalo Shvisa. It's easier by a guy who didn't acquire any shvisa. In other words, he was brought into the city on Shabbos, right? So it's not his fault. So him we give the entire enclosure to carry. But this guy, Mimisha Konolo Shvisa, here this guy intended to acquire an shvisa in this area from before Shabbos. Right? This is the area he was in. He acquired a specific shvisa here. He can't expand upon that. That's the machlokas huge fan. Was where he was forcibly taken somewhere else, where he was a credit shvisa. So they're on Gamliel Rabbi Shua, they're makel on it. And they say he gets the entire enclosure. But where he's in the same place as credit shvisa. So it goes by how he was credit shvisa. And since he was only credit shvisa for 1,000 amos, for 2,000 amos, whatever it is, he doesn't get to go beyond that. He doesn't get to go to the entire limits of the enclosure. That we don't allow. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Nasulu al Pesach Adir. Now, this is it's an interesting case of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shua actually come out to be a Chumrah. They put you at the opening of a corral. Not in the corral, at the opening of a corral. So were you in the corral, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua give you the entire corral to carry, but you're at the opening. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Daldaite, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, Nois Nimlo, Shteas Yivnim, Shteas Chutz, you get the same of four amos no matter what, wherever you are. If you're inside, you get four amos. Now that you're on the door, you get four amos as well. Two amos inside and two amos outside. Says the Gemara, though, according to Adaita Gamli Rebbe Lez Ben Azayah, Einos Nimlo Shteas Yivnim. You don't give him two amos and sit down if you want. It costs the same money. Einos Nimlo Shteas Yivnim. You don't give him two amos inside. Why does he get two amos inside? Because it's a gzeira. If you give him two amos inside, you give him an arm, he'll take a leg. He'll start walking throughout the whole thing because he'll think, oh, Rangalir, Rabbi Shua, they only told I can walk the whole thing. And he won't know that that's only where they put him inside. And here they only put him on the opening. So here he doesn't get to walk on the inside at all. According to Rabbi Akiva, he knows anyway all he gets is four amos. So as if it's given four amos, part inside, part outside, he's only going to get four amos no matter what. But like Rabbi Yeshua, they hold that sometimes he does get the whole city. So this guy will think he gets the whole city, and he doesn't get it, therefore he can't get the two amos inside at all. Okay? She moimerat liti lo shtamos ifnim, shtamos imchutz, what's given that arm? Then once you give that finger of the two amos on the inside, two amos on the outside, he's going to take the whole arm and be metalto throughout the entire enclosure. Now, metalto doesn't necessarily mean carry. I'm not talking about carrying. It means walking. Because it's talking about tchumish. Right? They put him outside the tchum. It's talking about walking, not about carrying, even though it says carrying. Okay? Nasla bemtza deer. Now, they put him inside the deer. They put it in the middle of the city. And beyond this tchum, now I'm going to touch this up, then first give different explanations here. But Lieberman brings down here from his grandfather. Nebuch Lieberman's grandfather, I don't know if this will mean anything to him. Lieberman's grandfather was the Gorelmi Minsk, very distinguished Achron, Rabbi Yochum Perelman. So he brings down his grandfather this pshat, which was brought down in the Or Gadol on the Mishnayos. That's the Gorelmi Minsk Perush. So it says, it's Pashup Shan Yushami, even though nobody else says it. He was put inside the city, and part of the city is within his original tchum. But part of the city is within his original 2,000 amas, right? So he can walk back to his original city. Because the Gamliel and Rabbi Shua say the whole enclosure is one, right? So if as long as part of the enclosure is within his original 2,000 amas, he can walk back home on Shabbos, right? Even though where he's staying now is beyond his original 2,000 amas, that doesn't matter, because we look at the entire enclosure as one. As long as part of the enclosure is in the original 2,000 amas, he can walk back. That's what they're about to say. They put him in the inside, they put him inside a corral or inside a city. I have to say it was outside. Rabbi Acha Amar Min Ufan, Rabbi Acha said from his learning, from his Rebbe, Rabbi Lamar Lomin Deo, Rabbi said from his own opinion, Machlokes. It's going to be a Machlokes. Going Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, you can go back home. As long as part of his enclosure hits his 2,000 amas. Going Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva and, who's the other one? Rabbi Yeshua. It's got to be the four amas where he's standing actually hits within his 2,000 amas because you don't look at the entire enclosure. Rav Chuna v'chia brei Rav and Rabbi Zia and Rav Chuna b'shem Rav said, "Mashrotu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva la'achem ratzmam." That which it says in our Mishnah, in the boat, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua are machmir on themselves. So Samir said, "Teach us their machmirim." But Shaloch l'kram Gamliel, Aloch zar Gamliel, Rabbi Loz ben Azayah, who said he can walk throughout the boat, not just four amos on the boat. Rabbi Bar b'shem Rabbi Chia Barashi said, not just on the boat do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, but after the deer of Asar, so too by the pen and corral Halach Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you get to walk through the entire enclosure where the goyim brought you there. If you land in the hotel in the O'Hare on Shabbos, you don't just get 4 hours; you get to walk throughout the entire airport. Chanani ben Achai Rabbi Yeshua or ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Chanani the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kol yom ayidoni elu kineged elu." The entire boat ride that day, they were discussing this issue. Atribo Achiyaba, until my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, came, Bichriya Benet, and he made a determination. Shetea Locha Kram Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah Bisvina, Locha Shmir Kram Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, by a boat, that you get to walk throughout the entire boat. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Dirasar, they only get 4 amos when you're inside the animal corral or inside the pen. We don't pass that way. We pass, you get the entire enclosure. But that's what Rabbi Yeshua himself wanted to pass. Ma ben Tsar, Ma ben Tzvira. Why pass him one way by the corral and the other way by the boat? Chevrai Amru, so the Chaverim said, Tzvina b'mnei shemichitzoseh olo sima. By a boat because it has its own walls. So therefore, since it has its own walls going up and down with it, so you get the entire boat. Rabbi Zeira said another reason. He came choking some midalad amaselu. Vinoisin saw midalad amaselu. He said a boat is anyway always going beyond your dalad amos. So you're just saying your dalad amos to the boat. That's meaningless. Because what about the boat itself? Every moment you're in a new dalad amos. The dalad amos you picked out of the boat is completely artificial. Why should I look at your dalad amos on the boat? Look at the dalad amos in the water, and you're constantly traveling more than dalad amos. So therefore, the whole concept is foreign. Says Mar Manafik Beneon. What's the difference? What's the difference between these two explanations? Im Hoisa Achsadra. If the boat was like a barge, it had no walls. So if it has no walls, so if the Svara is that a boat has walls, so in a barge, you can only walk 4 amos on the boat. You can't walk the entire boat. Al Daitan the Chavreya, according to the Chavreya, who said it has to do with it having walls. The next word tribes to be Osir, not Mutzer. It's Osir, because this one has no walls. Al-Daitid Rabbi Zira, according to Rabbi Zira, said the logic is because anyway, every moment you're in a new 4 amos, so to pick 4 amos in the boat is totally fictitious, so it should be Mutzer, because the barge is moving anyway, and that word should be Mutzer. Now, vice versa, the other Nafkamina. What about Imayom Galoni? There were a lot of waves, and the waves are flushing over the sides of the boat. No, it's during a storm. Then the exact opposite. Al daitan the chavraya mutter. According to the chaverim, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because no, this shouldn't be changed. I changed it, but I see it's a mistake. Al daitan chavraya usser, because the chavraya said, because you look at its walls. This has no walls. Why does it have no walls? Because it's the waves are gushing over. What? Oh, he does change it? Yeah, so does the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but I don't know why. I wanted to take it. It's easier without changing it. Let's just not change it. So say, I'll die to the Chavre also because there are no walls at the moment. I'll die to Rabbi Zira, it's Mutzer. Why is it Mutzer? Because even though there are no walls, it's still moving every moment, the new 4 amos. So therefore, to pick 4 amos on the boat is a charade. It's an exercise of futility. It makes no sense. Now, the next line, the coordinator takes that all together because it's totally out of place. Goes back to the issue before, the Gemara before. Amr Azir, Masnisa Amr Kain, Arba Am Shomru Enon Tchum. He said, the 4 amos which you mentioned are not a tchum unto themselves. So the coordinator takes it out. Rach changes, says, we said it is a tchum. But what he said, the way I would touch it up, the way it's written, means, according to Rabbi, it can't be a tchum, because then otherwise, according to Rabbi Akiva, you shouldn't be, according to Rabbi Akiva, you shouldn't be allowed to travel a boat on Shabbos. If 4 amos is the tchum, you should never be allowed to travel on a boat, because it's constantly going through a new tchum. So it must be that 4 amos is not a tchum unto itself. Okay.